WBRS 1001 FM Waltham. WBRS is brought to you by Cappy's Pizzas and Subs, located at 559 South Street, right next to the train tracks. Cappy's provides everything from pizza to baklava at prices that college students can afford. Delivery and pickup are available. Their number is 781-899-7132. And The Justice, the independent student newspaper of Brandeis University, found around campus, online at thejustice.org or Facebook.
Ha!
That was This Must Be the Place by the Talking Heads on their album Stop Making Sense. And this is Car Talk. I'm Nate. And our theme this week is New Wave. Also, apparently, each week we're going to tell you all of the themes that we didn't like enough to do them, because we're really cool. And nobody here knows how technology works. So, New Wave was a genre that was big in the 80s and late 70s, and is pretty much the best thing ever as long as you're only listening to Talking Heads. It kind of came out of the whole scene that made punk. It was a kind of less angry, more passive-aggressive, well, they were a little better at playing their instruments, but I'm not going to say they were a whole lot. They just gave one more Talking Heads thing. They just gave Tina Weymouth a bass and said she was in Talking Heads, which kind of gives you some inspiration behind such iconic bass lines as Sago Killer, which is three notes. This week you'll hear The Cars, Talking Heads, which were the two bands our show was actually named after.
That is not at all.
Shut up. You're not my real dad.
And our next song is by somebody you've probably never heard of, but really should. They're called Death. And they are from Boulder, Colorado. They're early 70s punk band. And they're doing a ton of things 10 years before anybody else.
Why is my head spinning on in a dream? It's that time, the place. Why all this light popping up in my face? Or am I freaking out, 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 freaking out? There's a sign on the wall. There's a wish when I'm different from all. There's the eyes, there's the heart. There's all the chances as you go through the park. Or am I freaking out, 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 freaking out? Everyone looks at you strange today. All of the faces seem to be washed away. Everyone's talking, I can't hear a thing. I'm on the moon, why is the sky so green? I think I'm walking up the stairs while I'm sitting right down in my chair. I feel so light, but I'm not. Everything is turning over the spot. Or am I freaking out, freaking out, freaking out, freaking out? Freaking out, 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 freaking out. I can't freaking out.
Okay, so that was Freaking Out by Death. Nobody really knew about them at all. The LP wasn't released until 1990, even though it was recorded in 72 or 73. And they sound like they're from the late 70s or early 80s, even though they're not, which is really cool. And a lot of new wave came out of punk, like Nate said earlier, and got to be a little bit more experimental, which our next song will be, and it's Book of Saturday by King Crimson. So we seem to be having some issues with the board right now, so I'm just going to talk for a while we fix that. So King Crimson is experimental and art rock, which is what happens in between punk and new wave. Essentially, new wave is to punk what blues is to rock and roll. It's mellowed down, but it doesn't necessarily come out of it. When people started doing new wave, it was not quite what we hear when we hear the Talking Heads. It was somewhere in between. And what little you could hear of King Crimson, they sort of have this mellowed out, almost codeine riddled sound, where they're still angry, they're just really apathetically angry now. We're going to try to play next song, and hopefully it works. If not, I guess we'll figure out what to do from there. And this next song is Love Building on Fire by the Talking Heads. ¶¶
Yeah. tiger's wheels of industry. Tiger's sharp and short. After dinner overture. Nothing but an afterthought. Somebody's creeping in the kitchen. There's a reputation to be made. Who's never always on a knife's edge? Who's a plate polishing the blade? Lovers always coppering or cowering up on it. You drink yourself insensitive and hate yourself in the morning. To murder my love is a crime. But will you still love mankind? Will you still love mankind? Will you still love mankind?
Okay, so this is what happens when we let Nate run the board. So that was Elvis Costello, Man at a Time. I really, really like Elvis Costello. He's kind of like the twitchy, nerdy punk kind of kid. I mean, when you talk about New Wave, it's like when poor kids took what was happening with rock and made punk, and then upper middle class kids took the same thing and they made New Wave. So, like, Elvis Costello isn't going to knife anyone, but Jello Biafra might. But we do have a caller right now, and I will let Nate introduce them.
Hi, are you on air? Hey, can you say something? Say something again.
I think I'm on the air now.
Hey, you're on the air. What's your name?
Sydney.
Hey, Sydney. So, how you liking Car Talk, the hip new radio show from Brandeis University?
It's fabulous.
Oh, thanks.
Also, Rethink the Descendants thing. I don't know if they're necessarily New Wave, but they're in the right era, so I thought I'd shout it out. Speaking of shout-outs, one goes to Peter Bray, and the other goes to Emmy Mather. She isn't with us anymore, but that's because she's a German mathematician from the 1800s.
I'm sure it's much appreciated by all involved. Cool. You have anything you want to say to all our fans out there across these wide United States and across the world?
Just, you know, don't get sick. It's not a fun time. Good luck on whatever you're doing right now, whether it be school or job. And I hope you enjoy New Wave, because I'm definitely finding a new appreciation for it.
Thanks. Okay.
Welcome.
So, we have next is It's a Mistake by Men at Work, requested by a certain Peter Bray. I Dream Myself Alive by A-ha. A song called Suki Suki Daisuki by Jun Tagawa, a little-known new wave but really all type of thing artist from Japan. And we'll see you after these songs.
Jump down the shelf. talking up their guns. Tell us, General, is it party time? If it is, can we all come? Don't think that we don't know. Don't think that we're not trying. Don't think we move too slow. It's no use after crying, saying it's a mistake. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. After the laughter has died away, and all the boys have had their fun. No surface noise now, not much to say. We got the bad guys on the run. Don't try to say you're sorry. Don't say he drew his gun. They've gone and grabbed old Bobby. He's not the only one. Say it's a mistake. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. Tell us, Commander, what do you think? 'Cause we know that you love all that power. Is it on them? Are we on the brink? We should all throw in the towel. We'll not fade out too soon. Not in this finest hour. Whistle your favorite tune. We'll send a card and flower. Saying it's a mistake. It's a mistake. It's a mistake.
Like one fire, rise from the start.
So, I just really want to say how much I like that song, because it's really good, and you should really watch the music video.
Yeah, so the music video is from the 80s, which means they're, like, not quite good at music videos yet, and it's some... I'm really not sure if it's male or female, but small...
It's a girl.
Is it a girl?
I think it's a girl.
I don't know. Anyway, so the lyrics go something like, love me, or I will kill you, and generally sounds like the climax of a Scooby-Doo episode where they're running from the monster in between the doors. And I just generally want it to play whenever I come in the room.
The 80s were an androgynous time.
It's the bowl cut. Like, I can't tell. It's just, they're wearing, like, a hospital gown, and they have a bowl cut. So, like, really all gender markers are taken away. It's very progressive.
So, we kind of have a progression here as we move out of the 70s and into the real heart of the 80s and Reagan.
Reagan.
Where you take this kind of bundles of nerves of David Byrne and Elvis Costello and really, like, frantic rhythm guitar and not a whole lot of instruments, and you add synth and you add more production and you add a lot of kind of pop elements, and this kind of makes new wave kind of branch out into much more mainstream forms of music, and it becomes a very ambiguous category to put something in. There isn't one new wave sound. It becomes something that absorbs a lot of musical ideas and kind of gives back a lot to disco and other things, and it's pretty weird.
So the next song we have is by Adam and the Ants, who are one of my favorites, and it is called Car Trouble.
Bye.
So, previously we had Car Trouble by Adam and the Ants, and then we had Misfit Kids by The Cars. And who said we wouldn't talk about cars? Next up is New Order, Mr. Disco.
The holiday we spent together. Like the eyes.
That was Germ-Free Adolescence by X-Ray Specs, Isolation by Joy Division, and The Plastics with Robot.
So I'm just really glad that Peter Bray suggested Robots, because they're just repeating IBM, and that's really great. While this music was playing, we seem to be far better at talking, and we're discussing how New Wave doesn't actually sound like anything in particular, but when you hear it, you're like, that's New Wave. Anyway.
So, to finish out the hour that actually finished 3 minutes ago, we have two artists that are more modern. I think they weren't in their mid-50s in the 2000s, which is always nice. That are playing sounds that sound have a lot of that new wave sound in them. So we're gonna finish y'all off with Fast Cars by Cicada and Like a Lady by The Sounds.
That was The Sounds with Like a Lady, and this was Car Talk. In the future, transitions will be smoother, life will be better, and men will be stronger. Good night.